you got actually paid for flying. There was no, it wasn't an hourly rate, and it didn't matter if you flew for 10 minutes or every day for a year. You got, everybody got the same amount of flying pay. And as I say, I was, for want of a better word, the shop steward for the flight test department for many years, and we got the flying pay was for flying. If you flew, you got flying pay, and if you didn't fly, you didn't. It was as easy as that.
So it was a bit like a bonus.
It was a bonus, but it didn't vary. It was a set bonus for you. It was part of your flying, and everybody got the same, regardless of your. There was the same amount of money. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was well worth having. But if you clambered, as I did on one occasion, through the wreckage, clambered out from the wreckage of one of our vehicles, then you thought, yeah, that's why you get your flying pay. Nobody else has to do that. I wrote a little poem about it. I can't remember what happened to it. I can remember how it started. I am a flight test engineer. I fly up in the sky, and as I'm flying up there, I often wonder why I'm not down there upon the ground behind the desk, all safe and sound. I can only remember the first bits. I can only sum up our flying in that I felt much happier in one of our prototype helicopters than in a jumbo. More control over your destiny than you have when they slam the door shut on your transatlantic flight.